Hey y'all, it's Nikki. We just wanted to remind you that this is a show not rated E for everyone, but E for explicit, which means we swear a whole bunch. Also, fair warning, as this is a books and video games pod, that we do have a ton of spoilers of whatever we read and play, respectively. If you're cool with that, enjoy the show. Hey guys!
Hello.
It's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
It's a new episode.
Yeah.
Little update from the last couple episodes. I obviously did not put them out in the right order.
Made an oopsie.
Yeah, I made an oopsie. why'd you have to say it like that?
Why not?
I thought I scheduled the episode 3, and it turns out that I just hit save instead of publish. And then when I was putting out episode 4, I was like, cool, I got out episode 4, we got everything out on time. And then, then I found out that I didn't even release episode 3. So you'll see that in the wrong order, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Little update on my end. I still have a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Tyler knows this, but I've been feeling kind of weird with my antibiotics, so I,
She's got ghosts in her blood.
Okay, to be, 1,000% fair, I did explain, my first couple days of being on it. I felt like I had, soda in my veins.
Carbonated.
Yeah, I felt fizzy. I told one of our coworkers, and he was like, "The fuck does that mean?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just feel fizzy. I don't know how to explain it."
You got ghosts in your blood.
Yes, I have ghosts in my
blood. You should do heroin about it.
I'm not going to do heroin about anything.
That was a joke, obviously. Do not do heroin.
Yeah, no, don't do that, please. Anyway, any updates on your end?
Not right now.
Tyler's pretty apathetic right now. I don't want to be here. No kidding.
Yeah, I was dragged into this room. I can't leave this chair.
No, he's petting our dog. Add to that the fact that we were watching some football.
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 Yeah.
And it's raining outside and it feels super duper nice. And it's one of those days where you're like, I just want to take a nap.
You just get a sleepy boy.
Yeah, You get sleepy Tyler.
Yeah.
Do you have a word for me today?
I do. All right, what do you think foofaraw means?
Foofaraw?
Foofaraw.
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 Oh.
I agree.
I don't know. Foofaraw.
It's an informal noun, if that helps. Informal.
I don't know. I can't even put a thought to,
According to Oxford Languages, foofaraw is one of two descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
A great deal of fuss or attention given to a minor matter.
Okay.
Or showy frills added unnecessarily.
Huh. Oh, that's an interesting way to say a lot.
You got a lot going
on. You got a lot going on.
There's some foofaraw here.
There's some foofaraw here.
I'm going to start using that.
Oh, God. People are going to look at you like you have three
I'm
heads.
Sensing some foofaraw.
I'm sensing some foofaraw. Oh, dear gods.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to hear this week's story?
I suppose. Do I have a choice?
No.
Okay.
So, just for you guys listening, I already told Tyler this. The book itself is not very, very long, and I thought that splitting it up would be a good idea, but then I was looking at the notes and I'm like, this is really fucking short. I would barely have maybe 15 minutes of an episode today if that were the case. So, with that, the book I read a long time ago was Stargirl by Jerry Spinelli.
Mm-hmm.
I had actually read this one once before for school. and reread it as an adult, because why the hell not?
Sorry, Hades is distracting right now.
What is he doing?
He first nipped at my goalie gloves that are hanging up.
Yeah.
And now he's fucking with the light tripod.
So he's just poking it?
He nipped, I guess so, yeah. He nipped at the leg of it.
Oh, God. Okay.
He's weirded out by tripods, by the way.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah.
It's ironic for a dog who likes to hide one of his feet.
Yeah.
That's an inside joke. Sorry, guys. Yes.
But go on.
Anyway, so I read Stargirl by Jerry Spinelli. This book is not very long, but it begins with an introduction.
As most things do.
Sure.
Let's begin with the introduction.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Of how Leo Borlock, our narrator... Nice. Fell in love with porcupine neckties and received one for his 14th birthday anonymously.
Ooh.
They didn't take it as a pleasant thing.
Oh.
The people in the town, but as a sign that they were being watched, which they all were.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
It's like, huh, someone noticed that I like these. Am I being watched?
Somebody took me this as I like these.
I have a stalker. We join Leo in school, the start of 11th grade. Whispers and murmurs going around about if they had seen her.
Ooh.
It was Stargirl. Stargirl Caraway. It wasn't until lunch... Nice. That Leo got a look at her. She had a ukulele on her back and a large sunflower canvas bag. His friend Kevin and him wanted to get a conversation in with her in the form of a broadcast they called The Hot Seat.
Okay.
They didn't get a chance to interview her. Instead, she strummed her ukulele, sang a little tune, twirled around, and left. Leaving everyone stunned and entertained.
Yeah, that would do it, honestly.
It's just the... Okay.
Ah, she did a little show tune, see?
And now she's gone. The next day, a girl named Hillary Kimball said that Stargirl was a fake. Essentially saying that she was planted by faculty to gather more school spirit or some nonsensical bullshit like that. But as the first couple of weeks of September rolled by.
Did you say September?
I think so.
September. Bob.
Leo didn't disagree at first. She dressed in all sorts of interesting costumes, the most normal being like a prairie skirt outfit. She danced in the rain when others wanted to be dry. Just completely different.
What a weirdo.
What a fucking weirdo.
Make fun of her.
And one night, he realized she was real. And she was a mystery. Everyone pretty much spent their time speculating about her existence because she was so out of this world, stranger than anything. From, like, she's high on some shit to she's clearly a psycho. But they all wanted to know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, Leo kept getting asked to put her on his hot seat show.
Mm-hmm.
He lied about the reason he hadn't, often. Then one day, he followed her after school, all over the city and eventually out of it, well past sundown. She made her way to an uninhabited part away from the town when Leo decided to turn back towards home. The next chain of events was Leo being called by his friends to get his hide to the football game. As per most things, they weren't very popular in such a small, uneventful place. Mm-hmm. Until Stargirl.
Stargirl.
She was dancing on the field with the marching band. Only enough people to stand in two lines and being conducted, really.
Mm-hmm.
When they were done, she kept dancing. She took the ball as the team tried to start playing and once she was cornered by all the refs and one lone cop, she left.
Not gonna lie, she sounds like the absolute worst.
Does she?
Like, to me, she's just... I'd just
fucking nuisance?
I'd just be there and be like, what is the point?
She's just so other, you know? This is a manic pixie dream girl, babe. Come on, her name's Stargirl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not a fan, I'm not gonna lie.
Not a fan of the manic pixie dream girl. Got it. So the next week, everyone was excited to see her perform again. They sold out the stadium of hot dogs. A first. but she didn't show. By Monday, they found out she agreed to join the cheerleading team.
What?
She dressed up on game days. She was still unabashedly herself outside of that. On Halloween, she decorated everyone's desks with pumpkins. People started to like her, and simultaneously, they didn't want to get close because she was still super fucking different.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the next birthday was... That was... Oh my god, wow, I really can't write. Plus, the next birthday that was looking is the one person who doesn't believe she's real. Hillary Kimball.
Okay.
Who threatened her the day before not to sing happy birthday to her. And she didn't. She sang it to Leo.
Oh.
Why? Because he's cute.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. She would do that. She would, like, just sing happy birthday to whoever's birthday it was. She just knew everyone's birthday.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. It was then that Kevin suggested that they go see Archie. Well, Archie is a 60-something-year-old former paleontologist whom the boys go to for sage advice. Who also happens to know Stargirl.
Oh.
But to him, she had many names. Whatever she felt like. Her mother's a costume designer and her father works in the energy plant, but Archie's advice was only that she is indeed human, probably more than anyone else.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. That if they put her on the hot seat, they'll get more answers with their questions than her actual answers.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
You'll get more answers for your questions than the questions that you ask for the answers of.
I'm gonna die.
What drugs are you on? What the hell?
He's a 60-year-old paleontologist.
He should definitely make sense. Does he, like, fucking brush the bones and go, I see your future in the bones. That's not paleontologist, is it?
You're talking like a psychic or something.
No, I was, like, what do paleontologists do?
No, you're right.
Yeah, they do bones. The bones. Yeah, but he's saying all this weird shit that he's like, it's on the side that he does sage shit.
Oh god. Okay.
Anyway. I don't know why I'm so fired up about this right
I don't
now.
Anyway, the thing is, as time went on and December came, she became more accepted. More people began to imitate her. Hillary became more of a bully, but still. People carried on opening up. And as the individuality spread, Leo finally relaxed and let Kevin ask Stargirl to be on the hot seat. They were ecstatic. Until things started to change.
Ooh.
Someone shared how she said the Pledge of Allegiance. Kind of nutty, but whatever. Then she went to the funeral of someone's grandpa, a classmate, but the mother kicked her out, knowing Stargirl didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
Then she bought a boy named Danny Pike a new bike.
I thought that was going to be the end of the sentence. She bought a new boy? I thought that was going to be the end of the sentence right
she
there.
She bought a child. Slavery again. Oh, God. No, she bought a boy named Danny Pike a new bike, when he came home after being in an accident involving one. The family didn't know who did the gesture, despite the students knowing she's just this way. In the end, the bike ended up on the curb.
Oh.
Well, it's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Again, she watches all. All of these things...
Stargirl is the omnipotent being of this poor town.
This quiet Arizona town.
Yeah. Just like, we want to be left alone. And she's like, ooh.
I will give you porcupine neckties.
Look at me, I'm going to dance on the field.
All of these things didn't affect her popularity. Not at school. That was until the basketball team finally had an undefeated streak. Now, mind you, this school was used to losing, but when they finally began to win, Stargirl not only became less popular, she thought it wasn't fun to cheer on only for her team, as she was accustomed to cheering on everyone. So the team abandoned her 2 hours away, and they lied to her that it was a misunderstanding, leaving her to be driven home by a custodian.
Nice.
She believed them, and that was the day before the hot seat. And the hot seat episode went so horribly that it never aired.
Well, yeah, you asked her questions that you'd only get the answers to of different questions. Or whatever the fuck the one guy said. I'm sorry.
Oh, I get it. I'm like, the fuck does that mean?
I don't even know why I'm so fired up about this story.
I'm almost halfway done. It's okay. Anyway, a matter of fact, it ended with the quote-unquote jury, because it's a group of kids who question the person on the hot seat, only being horribly rude to Stargirl, asking why she's at the school, why doesn't she just leave, why doesn't she wear makeup, why is she so different, just not being nice.
Okay.
However, that didn't change her. She still left Valentine's on her homeroom desks the next day, because now it's February. The school's basketball team made it to state, and she cheered only for her team. On the second round of playoffs, they lost, and someone threw a tomato at her face. And the crowd cheered.
Sure.
Yeah. He went home and found her Valentine to him, Leo. Okay. It said, "I love you," all cutesy. Even had her insignia, a drawing of a star and a girl.
Shut the... Okay.
The next day, everyone was mourning the loss of the game, and Stargirl wasn't as loud as usual. At the end of lunch, she didn't sing. She got up and approached Leo's table, who ran immediately. Even as she said, "Hey, Leo," he ran.
Okay.
Brenda and he needed to be somewhere. That was on Friday. On Monday, she caught him at his table. She said, "You're welcome," first. He turned slowly and thanked her for the card. In his words, that smile she gave him hit him harder than any baseball bat could. He tried to catch her after school, but only heard the news that she had been kicked off of the cheerleading team. But let's skip forward to the part where Leo decided to go to Stargirl's house and pace in front of it until it got dark. Who's the stalker now? Then he somehow found himself walking to the house. He saw her. She came out. He hid behind the car.
Nice. Good.
They had a nice conversation. He admitted he found her cute. She offered to let Cinnamon, her rat, sleep over at his house. Because of course she has a fucking rat.
Yeah.
But he's afraid of rats.
Not helping the case here.
Nope. They spoke for a while, didn't say much, but he didn't want it to end. Okay. But it ended.
Okay.
And before he knew it, he was home again. It seems to be the beginning of Stargirl and Leo kind of falling for each other, I guess. Well, not until now, but they're both kind of smitten.
Mm-hmm.
They found each other after school the next day after their kind of conversation.
Mm.
Stargirl took the time to lead Leo into the desert after school and taught him that sometimes taking the time to just erase yourself.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Hold on. To essentially meditate, to quiet your mind and just allow the earth to swallow you is a great thing.
Oh, she's a hippie.
I needed to get to the end of that sentence. Okay.
It all makes sense now.
I told you, manic pixie dream girl. Oh, God. It took him a while, and she was right. His mind was incredibly busy. It took holding a very calm Cinnamon. He held the rat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the rat's name.
Yep. To finally quiet some of the rush in his body. Before he knew it, it was dark, and they went home. He meditated for like half a fucking day. The next day at school, Leo felt like there was nobody else but he and Stargirl. But it didn't take the whole day for Leo to realize nobody was looking at either of them. Like, at all. A complete 180 from not even a couple months before.
Yeah.
At lunch, Kevin finally spilled it that it wasn't him, it was her. After all the basketball stuff, Leo found it incredibly stupid and all of the good things that she did and still does. You know, she still does good things for people. She's generally nice, it's just really fucking awkward.
Yeah. It's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, but none of it matters anymore.
Okay.
This left Leo paranoid and highly aware that everyone, excluding Hillary, would move out of their way while walking down the hall.
Oh.
It felt weird.
Can I just say, I wish people would have moved out of my way in high school.
Right? It would be a fucking dream.
Oh, the freshmen that are just, you know, going five wide in the hallway, get the fuck out of the way.
Get the physic out of my way. Anyway, Stargirl didn't notice. She just chatted away like she always did. This realization led Leo to asking Archie why she couldn't just be like everyone else. Not that he wanted her entirely to be, just some parts. Like minding her own fucking business.
Yeah.
Archie took the time to then consult the esteemed Señor Saguaro. In Spanish, no less. He asked for questions. Specifically one to pose to Leo. Señor Saguaro is, indeed, a giant cactus. He talks to a giant cactus for questions.
Of course he does. What is this story?
A manic pixie dream girl story.
This is a fucking fever dream.
Yeah. Hold on. So he asked, do you prefer the affection of her or of others? Leo did understand the question despite saying he didn't. He's like, I have no idea. He just didn't like the answer. They continued to spend a lot of time together. It wasn't until one day that Leo got to witness Stargirl do her random acts of kindness in person. With a woman who is in a hospital and a cute little African violet plant. She doesn't know this woman. She just picked an African violet plant for her.
Hmm.
Just said, hey, you're feeling bad. Here you go. He then asked her why she never left her name with it. She didn't think she needed to.
Everybody knows me. No.
No. That's the thing. She's like, I didn't think I needed to. She just figured that doing nice things was enough. And Leo was like, it is good to get credit sometimes. She's like, is it? It's like, well, you can also make it feel like you're not stalking people, you know?
Yeah.
Normal things.
You know.
Anyways, they continued delivering all of the flowers and cards and everything to people that she found. And Leo finally found out how she knew everything about everyone. She read the paper.
Oh.
Not the headlines, but everything else. She loved fillers, most of all. But that's not it. She got her info from salons and bulletins.
Mm.
She even played games where she observed people for about 15 minutes at a time and guessed what their life was like. Named them, even. Leo actually had fun with that one. People watching.
Yeah. People watching with extra steps.
Yes, exactly. All of this day led him to having dinner with her family, who was indeed completely normal. Like, no sarcasm.
Wait, actually?
Like, they were fucking normal.
They're just like, yeah, that's our daughter. She's a bit quirky.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And his observation was that she's a person who pays a whole lot of attention to everyone around her. She took this as him not getting enough attention, but in a flirty way. And after a long while of hanging out, they finally kissed.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. I keep mocking you. I'm sorry.
You do. It's
fun. I'm just the echo.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
But there was always the looming of Leo's shame. He wanted to be one of the crowd, not the spotlight. So when he was back at school, he was an entirely different person. He felt the judgment. And when he saw the sign that Stargirl left him for the whole school to see, he avoided her at lunch. It said, Stargirl loves Leo.
Okay.
She made a giant sign that said that. Which is fine, you know. Yeah. But he was mortified. It was the catalyst for him to ignore her and throw cinnamon off of his shoulder.
Oh, not the rat.
Yeah.
What the fuck did he do?
Leaving her in surprise. And as he left her, he didn't look back.
Okay.
The next day, he had the sense to ask Kevin at lunch what he did. All he had to say was, you already know. He tied himself to an unpopular person.
Yeah. Hey, not sure if you know this. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. He avoided her for days after that. It wasn't until she cornered him and they had a conversation that things changed. He kind of blew up at her. In the sense of, how do you not realize that people don't like you and you can't invade people's privacy and not everyone likes you because of this way?
Mm-hmm.
So he explained how, essentially, cliques work. why her behavior seemed so off in comparison. But he never included himself in that. He loved her how she was. But there will always be a proverbial they when it comes to people not liking her for invading their privacy. Mm-hmm. And after a couple days of this breakdown on how the rest of society is essentially is, she vanished.
Ooh.
But not in a true crime way.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured, but...
I need to be specific.
I appreciate that.
In a personality way.
Okay. Oh.
She was, as she had to be, her ordinary dress self.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Julia Carraway. No longer Stargirl.
Hmm.
And he was happy. She was normal.
What a douche.
Yeah, you know, I love you as you are, except, you know, not as you are.
Except for all of these flaws that I find in you.
Exactly.
Hey, I hate you.
just to say, I hate you.
Yeah.
They did everything normal couples would do. They even shared pizza, and when he mentioned how nobody likes anchovies, she pulled them off because she doesn't want to be like nobody.
Oh.
It wasn't working, though. There was no change in the crowd surrounding them. It made her sad, but he believed once basketball season was over, it would be fine. She believed that she would also be popular after her oratorical contest thing. She made it to state.
Mm.
She said she had a vision about it when she was meditating in her enchanted place. Gotta love Manic Pixie Dream Girls.
Yeah.
She believed that she would, you know, she would be popular. And when they were heading off to it, she explained that she invited her one of her other friends named Dory. I have no idea who this person is. Who was mad at her because she believed that Susan had abandoned her sense of herself. But Susan only said that Dory doesn't understand that it's more important to be popular. Which made Leo not comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the rest of the ride to Phoenix was fun. They had a good time. Susan won. It was awesome. Until they got back.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan, wanting nothing more than to be cheered on by her school, only had 3 people and a huge sign saying how proud of her they were. No cheers. Not even a sound.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped her trophy and went home with her parents. By Monday, she was Stargirl again. Unabashedly herself. Leo asked if she was giving up on popularity, and she said yes. She didn't care anymore about the world of them. She even told him she knew he wouldn't ask her to the ball, even smiled about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated her in that moment. With the way that he was acting, Kevin took it as a sign it was okay to speak ill of her. He watched on as she continued to be herself and everyone shunned her. He knew he should support her, but he didn't.
Yep.
Leo didn't even go to the ball, dance, whatever. But she did. Without him.
Oh.
She made a grand entrance, danced by herself, and went, and by the end of the night, everyone joined her in the bunny hop. Except Hillary.
Of course.
And her date, Wayne.
Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Sorry if your name's Wayne.
What did you say?
I don't know. It just came out. I told you, I was fired up this episode for zero reason.
I know. So Leo watched on from a distance as she was unabashedly herself.
As she should be.
It was hours until they returned from the bunny hop.
Damn.
And when they all did, Hillary, the only person left behind, slapped Stargirl.
Whoa.
Who didn't retaliate, but kissed her on the cheek instead. Yeah, Stargirl kissed Hillary on the cheek.
Yeah.
Then Stargirl left and nobody saw her again.
Like ever?
Like ever.
What the fuck?
Well, that was 15 years ago. Leo remembered that summer being a very sad and lonely one. Stargirl's house was even up for sale when he felt he finally wanted to fill the void again. According to Archie, she had moved to Minnesota. Without a single word to anyone at all.
I mean, nobody really deserved a word.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He saw her office, which was Archie's shed. Which is where she would do her research on people in town.
Mm-hmm.
It had everything. It was like she was a spy for the people who surrounded her. Hmm. She knew everything about them. And that was before he left for college. And he did continue to visit Archie throughout his college days.
Mm-hmm.
The last visit to Archie was them returning one of his skulls to the desert. And one last question, if Archie had ever figured out Stargirl. Mm-hmm. He only said he was still working on it. When Leo returned again, Archie's house had been occupied by someone else. Señor Saguaro was gone, and so was Stargirl's shed.
Oh.
And in her enchanted place, a new elementary school.
Oh.
Every 5 years, his graduating class got together. The speculation on her never ended. And her mannerisms of kindness were picked up throughout not just the school, but the country.
Oh.
From Maine to California, he saw her in the news. All happy things she used to do. And one year on his birthday, on his porch, he found a wrapped present. A porcupine necktie.
Oh.
The end.
Oh.
I know. Okay, so you got fired up because this girl is fucking insane.
Yeah, I got fired. Now, obviously, at the end there, I was just like, oh, that's kind of sweet, and everybody kind of fucking sucks. Just because I was fired up and being like, what the fuck, does not mean, like, hate the person.
I know.
But, like...
fired up about a manic pixie dream girl. Like, no, I get it, though, because it's like, we've seen people like this, where we're like, okay, I get it, you're different, like, shut up, you know?
Yes, it's the overdramatic of, I'm different, I'm, like, you know.
We're different, you know, like,
yeah.
you become so different, you become the same, you know? And I understand that, but I also appreciate that this story is about specifically not just being so different that people consider you weird, but not giving a shit, you know? Like, once... The only thing is that once Leo brought up the fact that, hey, there's something good about being in a clique, she tried.
Yep.
And then when she was done trying, she was like, fuck that, you know? Like,
that's boring.
That was a lot, you know? Yeah. the disappointment of not being popular makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I get it. But it makes sense why they made us read this in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They didn't have us read it in high school.
They had us read it in high school. And, like, I totally get it. Because, yeah, you're like, the fuck is going on with this girl? And then you're like, oh, it's not just that she was different. It's that she didn't care as long as she was happy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know? Like,
yeah.
Like, it really makes you think about those things. Which is great for a, technically, kid's book.
Yeah.
It's very complex for a kid's book.
Yes.
But... not bad.
Yeah.
I'd personally rate this because of, you know, having reread it and everything and the story kind of being like, what the fuck is going on here? I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
6 out of 10 pages turned. I have already revisited it, you know, and it is nice to still see, even as an adult, there is that sense of, it's okay to be you.
Yeah.
No matter what. As long as you don't hurt anybody in the process.
Yep. Also, preferably don't, at least leave a note if you're going to do something nice for people randomly.
Yeah, please.
Just
because I consider that like creepy stalker behavior.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, thank you.
I got you a pie because you said you like pie.
Yeah, but
like,
a pie with no note is just an ominous pie. Like,
I'm saying. Ominous pie is real.
It could be a
real.
Bomb. It could, yeah. Like, it could be a bomb from SpongeBob. Yep. Like,
these are bombs from a bomb factory.
It's a bomb. Anyway, shall we take a break?
I suppose. We're here.
Yes, we are.
We're here. You're there. Hello.
Well, that's kind of how it feels right now after the... that book.
Yeah.
Stargirl by Jerry Spinelli. Feels like a fucking fever dream.
It is.
Yeah. Tyler told me during the break, he was like, it feels like I don't know what just happened. Like, I feel that thoroughly.
Yeah, no, that was, I was sitting here listening and I was just like,
what is happening?
What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was the notes or if that's just how it felt to me when I was reading it. I was like, there's a lot of skipping around here. And it is it's a very short book. Like, it's extremely short. So, I don't know. A lot happens. And a lot happens in a short amount of time. So I was trying to capture as much of that as possible. But,
yep.
Anyway, what did you...
Well, stuff going on. First off, just to... like, I guess, timestamp this. It's WrestleMania weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, first night happened.
WrestleMania XL.
Yeah, it's good so far. I'm enjoying it.
We've been having fun. Why did I say it like that? Stop kissing in the air.
I was thinking. Also, I finally got the power brick and the sensor for our Wii U, so I'm going to be able to play those games.
Yeah.
We accidentally got rid of those.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
The original ones, I think they just got thrown in the bag. It was a tangled mess, so.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, got new ones. They work. And everything's good to go. I tried it out. Kind of freaks the dog out, which is unfortunate. But
yeah, Wii games apparently do.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to find a way to play those, I guess, when the dog's not here. But that's never. So he's always here.
That's a very good question. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I can take him for a couple hours if you want to just get some game time in for something.
Yeah, but it's... It'll be figured out, but that opens up a whole new range of games that I am able to report on.
Yeah,
so
that's
exciting because it's Wii and Wii U games.
Tell us your Wii U games or Wii games that you want us to talk about.
Like right now or?
No,
future.
Like our listeners.
Oh, listeners. I thought you were talking to me.
No.
I was confuzzled.
There's a microphone between us.
What?
Anyway.
Who are you people?
So yeah, we can play those games again, yep. Which is really exciting.
Yeah, and I've been looking online. Some Wii games are stupid, or Wii U games are stupid expensive on eBay.
For no fucking good reason.
But, yeah, depending on the game, I'll be like, yeah, I'll pick that up.
Inflation.
Yeah. But, are you ready for my game that I played?
Guess I'm gonna have to be.
Yes. please correct me if I did... do this. I don't think I have, but I am reporting on Star Wars Battlefront 2, the 2017 release.
No, I don't think you reported on it. I know you've talked about it, yes. But you've never reported on it.
Correct. Okay, cool. Not correct.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. Sweet. Good to hear. I am glad.
Yes, me too. Ah! I thought that was muted.
Hey. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, and if it sounds like a weird cut, that's because we did cut it, and we've just been laughing for the past, like, 5-10 minutes.
We had to gain our composure again.
Our composure.
Yeah, we were... I'm so sorry. I literally was just trying to hit, like, one of those, like, mindless kind of game things, and I opened the wrong one, and it played out loud.
That was awesome.
I know. So, sorry about that.
So, to reiterate, mostly for you, not for the audience.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yes. the newer one.
Yes, the 2017?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the release date for this was November 17th, 2017.
It's weird how long ago that feels.
Yeah, right? But also, like, yesterday.
I know, right?
Oh god, how many years ago was that?
I don't want to do the math.
Okay. I was trying to see how old we were.
So we graduated in 2013.
So that was 4 years after that.
Yeah, so we were... Jesus. 22?
Okay.
22?
I did buy this when I was in college.
So 22 makes sense.
Before knowing you.
Yeah, 22 makes sense.
Yep. All right, so... the developer of this is DICE, D-I-C-E.
Okay.
Which is, they're mainly known for the Battlefield series.
Got it.
Yes. Publisher is Electronic Arts, or EA.
What a shame.
Yeah. This isn't a sports game. This was released on the PS4, Windows, and Xbox One. Genre, they want to classify it as two different types of shooters.
What?
Because you can play it in first person, but also in third person.
Oh.
So I'm just gonna get rid of all of that. This is a shooter. Fair enough. Multiplayer shooter game.
I like that.
Yeah. So, synopsis. This comes, believe it or not, from GameStop's product description.
GameStop?
It was the best one I could find to quickly summarize everything.
Oh, that's a good upside.
Yeah, so embark on an endless Star Wars action experience from the best-selling Star Wars HD video game franchise of all time with Star Wars Battlefront 2. Play as and against Star Wars' villains and heroes from all three eras, including Kylo Ren, Rey, Darth Maul, Yoda, and many more. Unique upgradable abilities ensure classic characters bring their distinct powers and personality to the battle.
That is a great description.
Yeah. Kind of gives a short sweet to the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, some key points that are, I guess, great to point out here are, first off, is the story mode, which I'm not sure if, like, the older ones actually had a story mode. I only remember playing multiplayer on those, like the classic Battlefront games. So this one has an actual, like, in-depth story mode.
Huh.
And from all of the videos that I've seen and all of the reviews on it, everybody only talks about the multiplayer.
Oh, so nobody really has played the story mode.
Exactly.
That's so weird.
Now, I do want to preface this by saying I have not completed the story mode, but I've played a little bit into it to kind of get the gist of it.
Yeah.
First off, to point out is there is a badass female lead.
Love that.
Yeah. Aiden Versio. Probably butchered that, but that is her name. I kept forgetting it when I was playing this game. I was like, oh, it's her.
It's the lady.
It's her.
It's the lady.
So, there's a very unique mechanic that you don't get to experience in multiplayer, which is, you get a droid.
Really?
Yeah, and it's one of those little floating ones with, like, the round head.
I think you showed me that.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah, and you just...
I like little droids.
Yeah.
Droids make me happy.
And you get to go through, like, a vent with him and everything. It's really cool.
I think I love the fact that, sorry for the side note, that you can get a droid at Disney.
Yeah.
You can actually create your own droid, and I'm like...
I wish you could, instead of it just being, like, the R2 or the BB style, you could just kind of do any of them, but...
I know.
Yeah.
But it's still cute, and I love droids.
I agree. We should get one.
Yes, please.
So, you also get to play as icons from the series in the story mode. You go through, like, different moments as those characters. So, that features, like, Luke, Leia, Han, etc. You kind of go all over the place with them. The story mode, it does take place, I believe, right after the Death Star gets destroyed.
Oh, okay.
And
so, A New Hope?
Yeah, after... No.
A New Hope is right after the Death Star gets destroyed, isn't it?
The first Death Star.
Yes.
It's the second Death Star.
Okay.
This is when they're on Endor.
Got it.
Yeah, when they've won the war.
Yes, I remember.
And,
that.
Yeah, so you're like this... she's the female lead. She's one of the TIE fighter pilots.
Got it.
And she's, let's see, her and some of the other pilots and, like, soldiers are stuck on Endor.
Okay.
Which has the Ewoks.
Yes.
God, I hope I got that right, otherwise I'm gonna get flamed for it.
Yeah, well, our fandoms don't really reside in Star Wars all that much.
If it comes to Star Wars, my fandom is strictly the prequels, which, again, a lot of people will flame me for it. I like the Clone Wars. Get off my ass.
They made money, okay? Like, it's fine.
They're fucking good. A lot of people give them shit. I don't care. They're good.
We were kids when they came out, just like other people were kids when the originals came out. It's fine.
And shout out to Nick, who he's been in our D&D campaign.
He sure has.
He agrees.
Sir Christian.
Yep. You know him. Or, like, he... agreed with me that the prequels, not bad.
They're not bad.
Like, I think I posted on X when it was still Twitter, and I was like, I'm gonna get some hate for this. I like the Clone Wars, or Attack of the Clones. I like that, because I love clone troopers.
Yeah.
And he's just like, prequels? I love them. And I was like, my man. Like,
not that bad.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for Star Wars as much anymore.
That's fair.
But, like... that's just my attention span.
Yeah.
But No, I agree.
Yeah.
This is an interesting conversation about Star Wars now.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a Star Wars game.
It is.
Yeah. Also, Bad Batch reign supreme.
You know what? I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. They're fucking awesome.
For sure.
Hell yeah. So, let's see. Next key point to keep this train a-moving.
Mm-hmm.
There is the multiplayer. Do you like massive battles?
No.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Just kidding. You've seen those big battles in the background of Star Wars movies, like the huge ones where... Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. You ever think, man, it'd be cool to, like, see inside of those battles, be a part of it?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
That's what you can do here. That's what multiplayer is all about.
I love that.
Yeah, so, there's various game modes. There's one that's Supremacy, which is super long. You're doing, like, a ground objective.
Yeah.
You complete that objective, then you fly up to the ship of, like, the troopers. This is just one instance of it, but you fly up to the stormtrooper ship, like, one of the big Star Destroyers, and you have a time limit to destroy the engines. If you don't do that, you go back down.
Oh.
And have to do the objective again.
God damn it.
Yeah, so it's constantly back and forth.
It's one of those son of a... Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and then another one is Galactic Assault, which is my personal favorite. It is 20v20.
Oh.
20 on each side.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So if you've ever played a battlefield game...
Mm-hmm.
And you've never experienced, like, one of these Star Wars games. This is their big battles where there's, like, five objectives on the map. You have to stay on the objective to capture it.
Yes.
And then you're defending it the whole time while the other team's lives are depleting.
That is insane.
Yeah, the more flags you have, the more the enemy team's reinforcements deplete.
Capture the flag, but with death.
Pretty sure CTF is always like that. But, yeah, this one, it's just fun. It's just a constant battle. You're constantly just in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like it so much.
I don't blame you.
And the...
I also like violence.
That's fair. The final point is eras.
Mm-hmm.
You get to play all of these modes in the three eras of Star Wars. The prequels, the original saga... And the sequel.
Still cool.
Yeah. I think at the time this came out, it was only like episode 7.
Yeah.
So where Rey and Kylo Ren were first introduced, I think that's... It might also be 8.
Hmm.
But 9 definitely, it was not included in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I think it was...
Was it just before 9?
It was well before 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I keep forgetting how many... freaking movies there are.
Yeah. And don't forget the spin-offs.
And you can't forget also, like I said, A New Hope.
Yep.
Or not A New Hope, it's Rogue One.
That's one of the spin-offs.
Yeah. Well, it's not technically a spin-off.
Or side story, whatever.
It's considered an arc.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's still, like, a lot.
Yep. But, yeah, and when you're fighting in these different eras, the... levels and general the basic characters that you're fighting as is specific to that era. So if you're in the prequels, it's clone troopers versus the battle droids.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the next one, it's like rebels versus stormtroopers.
Yes.
And then you go to the next one, it's the like way more upgraded rebels, and then the First Order. So you're kind of going through all of those. Let's see. Some unique features. The one that is the main unique feature, it's not unique to the series.
Okay.
But it is to, like, the general genre of shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And that is heroes. Ooh. In specific modes, you get to choose to play as a hero or a villain. From the entire series.
Okay. There's
a max number you can have on the field at a time. So, just a heads up about that. They have a massive health pool, unique abilities, and weapons. So, you can play, like, literally on the hero side, Yoda, Han Solo, Chewbacca, Luke, Skywalker, Rey, I think Finn. You can even play as BB-8. And he's fun. He's got a little
zappy thingy.
Yeah, and he rolls around. You can do like a cable that shoots up and you just start swinging around.
Wee!
He's obnoxious, but in the best way.
I love him so much.
Yeah. And then as villains, you get to play as like General Grievous, Darth Maul, Count Dooku.
I love Darth Maul.
I think Count Dooku. Maybe not Count Dooku. Don't quote me on that one.
Justice
but like
for Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kylo Ren, Darth Vader.
Kylo Ren's just a big whiny baby.
Fair.
Darth Maul deserved his day.
Oh yeah, he got it in like, well, kind of in the future.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like how he ended right then.
He's very cool. So, let's see. But yeah, so once somebody selects to be, say you're on the Heroes team, and you get enough points by doing things that you can unlock and play as Yoda. But somebody's already picked Yoda, or somebody's picked two other heroes.
Dicks.
You can't play as Yoda.
It's still rude.
Yeah. There's also vehicles that you can pick depending on the level.
Cool.
So if you're like on Endor, you get the speeder bikes.
That'd be so much fun.
Another unique feature is space combat.
Okay.
You get to fly around in like TIE fighters and X-wings and shit and just shooting at each other. It is disorienting, but fun as hell.
I mean, it couldn't be more disorienting than that pod game that we played.
Oh, at the arcade where you're actually in the...
In the pod?
Yep.
Oh my god, it was so much fun. But then when you walk outside, you're like...
Ugh. Whoa. Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm moving, but I'm not moving.
That's fair. Let's see. Some fun moments that I had in the game. Oh, one of my favorites is hearing clones call the attack droids the thing that they call them in all of the series, and that's clankers.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, the fact that you could just hear somebody go, ah, clanker! It's like, whoa, that's... Seems like... But it's a robot.
Wanker.
It seems like a racial slur, but he's a robot. I don't know how to deal with that, but it's kind of funny. Because it's a fictional robot. That's the only reason it's funny.
Yeah, so would that be, oh God, a robot slur?
I guess, yeah.
Robot slurs? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Roger,
oh God.
That's another thing is you can hear the little robot saying Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
And you're like, where the fuck are they?
You're so cute.
But
wait, isn't there a moment? No, is that the newer one where we've seen gameplay of it where one of the droids is like, isn't it a beautiful day to be watching
that
Ghost?
Is oh god, it's the open world like RPG one.
Yes,
I forget what it's called. I think the newest one is like Soul Survivor.
Yeah,
but...
and then like people kill them and it's like, I'm sorry dude.
problem solved. Yeah. But, let's see. But yeah, it's just funny hearing the idle, like, chatter of all of the characters that are running around you.
I do love that.
Hearing clones yell clanker, or, like, I'm pretty sure at some point the stormtroopers just yell rebel scum.
Oh, nice.
And it's just like, oh.
A little volatile, but totally get it.
Yep. But, quick question.
Yes.
Do you want to have superior weapons, numbers, and health and still be terrified?
No.
Well, no matter. Let me introduce you to Ewok Hunt.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's hide and seek, but with teddy bears.
They're not teddy bears.
No, they are not.
Teddy bears don't come for your throat, dude.
Yeah. So, the game mode is you are playing as clone troopers on Endor, where the Ewoks are.
Yes.
And there's, like, a handful of the players are the Ewoks. And then the rest of you, like, vast majority of you are stormtroopers.
I would love to be an Ewok.
The best part is, it's at night, so you have flashlights on your guns, ooh, and you're looking around. So it's pitch black.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get hit with, like, a jar of fireflies. Or, like, a spear gets thrown at you.
Jeez, fuck.
Yeah, and you're like, where the fuck? So people try and huddle up together. It is the most terrifying thing to just be, like, running. You turn around, you look at your friend, and all of a sudden he gets swarmed by, like, fireflies and spears and just dies.
Well, that's one way to go out.
And the best part is, it says, when a player dies, they were claimed by the forest.
So-and-so was claimed by the forest. No the fuck they were! It's Ewoks, like, killed them!
It's, oh, they died. Gotcha. But when you die, you come back as an Ewok.
Sorry.
So, eventually, there becomes more Ewoks than there are players. And when you're one of those last... It's never happened to me. I either usually become an Ewok immediately or die very early on. And I'm okay with that, because playing as an Ewok is hilarious.
I feel like it would be.
Because you run around and you're just...
Yeah, you got tiny beats. And then you just...
And then you have, like, a battle horn. So all you're just running around, and then all of a sudden you hear... And it's like, what?
I'm done. I'm over.
Yeah. So...
We're dead.
That is one of the funniest modes to play. I've played that mode with Harley... And somebody who I haven't chatted with in a while, Bane.
Yeah.
We used to play that mode, like, often.
Yeah.
And it was just pure chaos.
Of course it would be.
Because you're just running around going, where are you guys? Because you can't see your teammates' names. And then you finally find each other and it's like, oh, good. And then one of you gets hit in the head with a rock and then a spear.
It's like, and you're dead. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. And then you get to terrorize your friends by going, I see you. Like...
Oh, gosh. That does sound fun.
Yeah. It's honestly a blast, in my opinion.
Why did I sound like a proper lady? I don't know. I'm tired.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, that sounds like great fun.
So, moving on. Some of my likes about the game.
Yes.
Of course, the different eras.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you're. It's not just stuck to the prequels and the sequels.
There's at least the new era to come in.
It's going to... It's all three of them.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. And the best part about that is with, like, some of those other... I guess... I forget what they call them, but movies like Rogue One or Solo, stuff like that.
I can't remember what they're called either. I still just call them arcs.
Or one-shots.
Not really one-shots.
One-offs, maybe?
I'll look up the actual term.
Regardless, with those coming out in the time that this game came out, you get some you can get some character skins that have to deal with those games or those movies. So, like, you can have Lando Calrissian, played by, I can't remember the actor's name, but I know he goes by Childish Gambino.
Oh,
Donald Glover.
Thank you.
You can have him as your character. Like, there's certain skins for Lando Calrissian that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Or Han Solo is from the movie Solo, you know?
Yeah.
So there's, like, various things that came out. And it's like, oh, cool, that's a little nod to that movie.
Yes.
Another like I have is the basic characters or the, like, fodder, I guess. The cannon fodder.
Yes.
You have, like, four different classes to choose from, and it slightly alters how the character looks, but they all fit that character in that era.
Yeah.
So, like, the clones, if you're a sniper, they have, like, the better weapon, but it's still a clone trooper.
Oh my god.
Or if you're a heavy, you got the big-ass, like, machine gun.
Yes.
But again, you're just a clone trooper, so you're just kind of running around like that, and their armor changes just slightly. So it's like, that makes sense.
I like
and
that.
And it fits with the lore of Star Wars.
I really like that.
Yeah. Next is the flow. It's always fast-paced, at least when I was playing it. I have no idea. I haven't picked up the game in a while.
That's fair.
But, or recently, I should say. But, yeah, you can always find games, and it's generally a fast moving game.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be sitting there and you're playing and like the enemy's health or respawns are like halfway. And you're like, holy shit, 15 minutes have already gone by.
Jeez.
Yeah, but it's always moving. And as long as you aren't just sitting back and sitting on an objective waiting, mm-hmm. you're going to find enemies and you're going to find stuff to do. Hmm. And another like this doesn't sound like it can be a like, but games can go on for a while.
Yeah.
Now, that usually sounds bad, but like, the game's going on for a while, you're getting a lot more bang for your buck, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Because you're totally like, I'm in this mode, I'm in it. Yes, it's taking a while, but like, once you, if you finally like get through and you punch through it all and you come out the victor, God, that feels awesome.
Right?
So, that's...
Like, I did it!
Yeah. That's why I like it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Some of my dislikes. If you're alone, it can get boring. Because, I mean, like with any game, most games I should say, having a friend that you can hop into a game with, way more fun. Because you're running alongside with them and you're just like, I'm going in here, and then chaos happens. Mm-hmm. But if you're just kind of like, do-do-do, bang, oh, I died again. Like, it's not that great, no. in my opinion. People be hella greedy. Like... As soon as somebody gets points to be a hero or get a vehicle or whatever, they yeah. pick it immediately. So you don't get to play as the heroes as often. Because people are just like, I got it. He's mine. That's mine now. It's like, fucking...
Is this mine now?
You've been General Grievous 4 times now. Can you fucking cool it?
Let someone else be it. Exactly. Go sharing.
Exactly. It's like, I think there's a button where you can just like... essentially waste a respawn.
Yeah.
Where you just choose to respawn and you go back to the character select menu, pick a character. Like, as soon as you get enough points, you're like... It's like... there's people, like, camping on it, waiting for that to happen. It's like, just stop.
Leave it alone.
Just play the fucking game.
Get what you get.
Yeah. One thing I did notice mm-hmm. is that you do tend to play the same levels... often.
Oh.
So you're just kind of hopping between 3 levels. Like, every now and again you switch to, like, ooh, we're in the Queen Amidala's palace, you know, like, the yeah. grounds around that. And it's like, ooh, this is new. And then you go back to Endor, like, 4 times. It's like, Jesus Christ, I just want to go to the snow level, please. And then you're stuck on the snow level for, like, 4 games. So, it's not enough rotation for me.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. And even though I said games can go on for a while, games can also go on for a while.
Oh, dear.
Like, when I mentioned the superiority where you're just, like, you go up, you try and blow up the engine, it doesn't work, you get shot back to the thing.
Yeah.
I've had it go on where that happened, like, 5 times. And I'm like...
Great.
Just, I want to be done with the game. I ended up leaving the game because I was like, this is going on for way too long.
I do not blame you.
Yeah, which, you take a hit to your experience gained and all that bullshit, but if you're like me and not really caring and just wanting to shoot things...
Yeah.
It's fine. So, to finish off, overall, this game has a lot to it, and if you have... time to go into a match, it can be a lot of fun. I suggest going through the story mode as it gives you a chance to learn the basic controls without having like 50 lasers shot at you at once. So it's a more calm environment that to teach you how to play the game.
Great.
Yeah. And it gets you eased into the flow of the game mechanics.
Also great.
Yeah, as you're running through, it's just like, oh, kill these enemies, defend this position. It's like, oh, okay, fucking... Now I understand the conquest mode, or whatever it's called.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And once you get through that, there are a decent amount of game modes to play with all different objectives. Like I mentioned before, there's the 2 modes that I did mention, but there's another one where you can play as just heroes, and yeah. it's like a 4v4, and there's just rounds to it. It's like one life you die, but then you move on to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just... You know, there's faster gameplay modes, there's slower gameplay modes, kind of range what you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did mention before, it can get a little boring if you don't have people to play with.
True.
Or you just get a shitty squad and it's frustrating.
Also true.
Yeah. I will say, if you like the Battlefield games and Star Wars, you'll most likely enjoy this game. And if you're looking to kill some time, this is one of the better games to do that with. Also, the Ewok mode is always a blast, regardless if you have friends or not.
I love that.
I will say, go into game chat for that one. Because you will hear people going, oh, fuck!
So, I love that.
Yeah. I will give this game a solid 7.
I love that.
Yeah. Just because it's, like, at least when I was, like, playing it more frequently, mm-hmm. it's fun, but it can get a little tedious.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And I think with the classic remaster games coming out, this game's probably going to die off because the earlier ones were the more favored.
Yeah, I get that. That's usually how people are, though.
Yep. I will say this one did correct problems with the first of the newer versions of Battlefront games. Mm-hmm. Because Battlefront 1 was just riddled with microtransactions. Oh. And, like, it had a really bad problem where, like, oh, the only way you can get this certain ability or some cosmetic and stuff like that is to do a loot box, so it's a game of chance, so technically gambling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of kids play the game, so that it was becoming a whole problem.
Yeah, legally, I think people under the age of 18 cannot gamble mm-hmm. more than 25 cents.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
Like, that's just it.
So, the kids going like, I really want this, like, Darth Vader skin or whatever it is, yeah. and they have to sit there and constantly, like, buy the things.
Which sucks on top of that, because it's yeah. like, I hate that game of chance. It's like, mm-hmm. I'd rather just be able to earn it. And
or be able to buy the things separately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, two still, at the time I played it, still did have those loot boxes, but they were purely cosmetic. Mm-hmm. And after a while, they came out with, like, a anniversary edition that gave you a bunch of cosmetics.
That is awesome.
So I was just like, I don't need to worry about the loot boxes. Like, I think yeah. they got rid of them after some
had
point.
To. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the games that became a whole ass problem was microtransactions. And some games obviously still have them. Call of Duty, Halo,
yeah.
what have you. But they've gotten better where it's no longer pay to win.
Yeah.
It's just, ooh, I want the chance to make my character look cool.
And that's it.
I'm yeah. okay with microtransactions on cosmetics only. That's my personal stance on it. Yep. I know a lot of people are like, you shouldn't even be able to do that. And I'm just like, if somebody wants to spend money to look like a giant rabbit, why not?
Yeah, like, just let people live. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Exactly.
Oh, gods. Okay, so 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
I'm not upset with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
A lot of people will find that as a very generous score, I will say.
I understand.
But that's my ranking, so deal with it.
So you've spewed.
No, I'm
too
kidding.
Bad.
Okay. I forgot about most of the shit I said.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
So I'm going to do 4 today.
Okay.
Because why the hell not?
Sure.
The first one is Get Fucked, Wiggly Belt.
I have no idea why I said that.
Wiggly Belt was the name of the guy.
Oh, was that his yeah, username? Cool.
You ended up killing him at one point, and that was the
fuck
first...
Yeah, Wiggly Belt.
Get fucked, Wiggly Belt.
Okay,
and
get
I was
fucked.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the classic SpongeBob reference. Meep.
Meep.
Yep, he's done that one. Somebody's rocking a shotgun like a bitch.
Yeah, shotguns, if you play Call of Duty, you'll understand that so well. I won't explain it any more than that.
I love this one. Woohoo, room service.
I burst through a door. Yeah. That's all it was. I didn't even know if anybody was there. I just kicked Excuse down me. The door and went, woohoo, room service.
I'm going to do a bonus one. I'm the tree people.
Oh, I think I was hiding in a bush.
You were.
Yeah.
You were mad because you were outside mm-hmm. and someone was hiding in the bushes, and then you joined them and you were like, I am the tree
people. I'm the tree people. Yeah. It was a dominance thing. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm picking up what I'm putting down, I guess.
Is what you put down at one point.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you guys for joining us again. That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of mishaps and... coughing. So I'm sorry if you heard a lot of throat clearing and stuff again. That all being said, can't wait for next time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, keep on turning those pages.
Oh, yeah, and mashing those buttons, I suppose.
We suppose. Bye.